on to the other part where he told them about you are supposed to tell them that you are the servant of Allah, or tell them that you are Allah. Okay?
Okay, I'm looking.
So you got to remember, sir, that the Muhammad bin Zayed Muhammad was here. The Muhammad bin Zayed Muhammad put in the theology book of time that he was speaking to a person that and he was saying that person, you're not, I'm here to lead you to a line, you're not to be called Reverend Brown.
That's right.
So the Muhammad bin Zayed Muhammad is talking to a person that is known as Mr. so-called Brown.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, I understand.
Yeah, so he put in the book of theology of time, he wrote in the book of theology of time that, and the way he told this person to say, where it bears witness for me to say that I am the servant of Allah. That I am Allah. I am the Allah, the earth-driven Allah of this day and time. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir, I understand.
Well, I'm going to do the lot. That's why they have to have these books, so they can understand in the theology of time. When the Muhammad bin Ahmad told the brother not to write, the theology book out there, not to put it out there right then, but wait till the time was right to put the book out there. And so, therefore, you need the whole book on the theology of time.
Yes, sir. I sure appreciate it if Allah bless me to get the book, brother.
Oh, yes, sir. Brother, Allah got in the person from, in this day and time, we don't never catch ourselves, and just like we say, sister, that remember, so far away, we don't never, isn't that right, sister? We don't never say, if Allah bless me to get it, if Allah got in the person about the one to see for Allah, Muhammad. And especially the most honorable Allah, Muhammad has become likened to one, just like the brother said, well, hey, brother, the most honorable Allah, Muhammad, like the brother said up here, one time he said that the most honorable Allah, Muhammad, has said he condemned that knowledge of the supreme wisdom. I said, brother, the most honorable Allah, Muhammad, said about a mathematical principle to cut off that teaching so that it didn't get to the believers. The most honorable Allah, Muhammad, said that, hey, I wish that they would find, if any of my true followers, real followers, would find that person who put out this supreme wisdom.
Make him the last one.
Listen to what I'm saying, huh?
Make him the last one to come in.
And I would make him, but nowhere did anybody ever hear the most honorable Allah, Muhammad, never pointed at Farrah Khan and said, Farrah Khan, you're going to make it in. He never pointed a finger at nobody in the nation of Islam and said, per se, that they was going to make it in. But check what he said about the writer of that knowledge. He said, if you find out who wrote that knowledge, I will put him out and make him be the last one to come in. He said, come in. That person there was guaranteed in writing to be able to make it in.
That's right. That's exactly. I got that. I read that, my brother.
Yes, sir.
He said, make him the last one to come in. The last one shall be first.
Yeah, and this one reason that Allah got the person that's about to see from this one reason that I do not go down to the temple. When I go down to the temple, the door is closed. But nowhere can they find anywhere where the most unorthodox brother says that this person is going to make it in other than to that part right there.
That's right. I read that.
So, they said, when he comes, he will get rid of the big eyes and the little ears and so on, etc. But the knowledge of the supreme wisdom that was kept from everybody that Allah got in the present mathematics, for Allah, Muhammad is blessed, the most honorable Allah, Muhammad is blessed, me out there to put it out there now, is called the science and the mathematics of the supreme wisdom of so-called dream science, beyond a ever imaginary thought, vision, or reality.
Yes, sir.
But this is what it's been. How many tapes of lessons do Allah God, the President of the Master of the Sea, for Allah, the President of the Master of the Sea, have you right now, sisters? About approximately.
Maybe 300 or I'm
more than that.
More than that, sir.
We about 600 or 700.
It's about two lessons.
Then we have the 90-minute tape, so sometimes there's maybe two lessons on one tape.
This is knowledge that you would have never ever even conceived in the first place yourself, but answer up because I never did give it to nobody.
That's right, my brother.
This is dealing with the science and the mathematics of the creation of the makings of the black woman, and the science and the mathematics of the powers of the black woman, and the secrets of the knowledge of the black woman, and what it really is representing.
Yes, sir.
This is never given out to nobody. Nobody walking on the planet Earth has this knowledge. Unless this Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad is messenger of the Most Honored Elijah Muhammad. Not even the devils have this knowledge. Every day that I call, every day that I'm out in the presence of Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad, this messenger of the Most Honored Elijah Muhammad has me calling and talking on this phone. And they allow me to talk for 1 hour. And for 1 hour, just like you on that other end right now, you're being recorded through a loudspeaker onto a box inside where the sisters are living in the dwellings up there in Folsom.
Okay, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I said? That's why they're speaking through a microphone type of setup.
Okay.
Is that right, Sister Asher Muhammad?
Yes, sir.
I'll put it to the Lord God, the President of the United States. Remember that, sister, that you admit, Sister Asher Muhammad, so called down, and that you admit that time down there when you call yourself. And different things, and that sister that we left over there in Oakland around that one port Burley Pound in Emeryville right there, that's not the sister that's on this phone talking to you right now, Sister Asher Muhammad, so called down. Is it Sister Asher Muhammad, so called down?
No, sir.
That's not the same particular person.
That's not the same person.
That's not the same person, but that's the voice that sounds like the voice or the vehicle that The Mosaic of Elijah Muhammad says that you can't go into the kingdom of heaven without the black woman, but it didn't say that the black woman couldn't go into hell, go into the kingdom of heaven without the black male gender.
That's right.
I'm giving you the science of the teacher. I'm talking about truth. I am not talking about foolishness. You understand what I'm saying? The Mosaic of Elijah Muhammad says you can't raise no higher than the black woman, but the Mosaic of Elijah Muhammad says, never did say that the black woman couldn't raise no higher than the black male gender.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Understand, my brother.
I'm putting out that knowledge that, that people would never ever conceive and be able to grasp or hear or understand. Even the other ones down there say, well, wait a minute. That did make a statement there. And it says that to those who would be able to make it into the kingdom of heaven, they were required by the boundaries of now. They should have fair skin, dark eyed hair, virgin for the appetite. Isn't that true?
That's true.
Well, that means
that's
that the
kingdom
is the thing that brings you into the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
I'm just talking about truth. I am not talking about foolishness. When I am speaking, when Muhammad speaks, who speaks? Allah speaks. So the Muhammad and I, Muhammad say, when that person comes, he wants you to, he's here to teach you how to respect that one, protect that one. And the first place, they don't have to protect me, though.
Yes, sir.
But he put that out there in case for a particular reason, because of the Elohim that are many but one. But all praise due to Allah God, who came to the presence of the Master of the Muhammad, the special person, the Muhammad, the Muhammad, the Muhammad. They say, well, when can this be? When the reality of that person comes to the reality of just who he is, and that no one can represent him, he has to represent himself.
Has to represent himself.
That's right. All praise due to Allah God, who came in the presence of the Master of the Seeful Muhammad, especially for the message of the Muhammad, the Elijah Muhammad. And when that person would come, the Muhammad of the Elijah Muhammad said he would be likened to the Son of Man, and he would hide his face, and he would give you, and he would lead you into all the truth of the reality of the knowledge.
That's true, my brother.
All praise due to Allah God, the person of the Master of the Seeful Muhammad, especially for the message of the Muhammad, the Elijah Muhammad. We're told not to add to or not to take from. And the Muhammad of the Elijah Muhammad said, look, when the stone was, when the rock was hit, and it parted, and it scattered, that was the Muhammad of the Elijah Muhammad said, look, when the history repeats itself and it's put that to the conclusion of that, the Muhammad of the Elijah Muhammad said, when he went over to the holy city of Mecca and it came time for him to kiss the stone, he said that he drew back and he said, I can't kiss that because that's me. And he said, but I know that they wouldn't understand. So he went on and went through the rituals. Is that not true?
That's true, brother.
Okay, so if the Muhammad of the Elijah Muhammad said, history is put there to repeat itself, and it says that when they were rebuilding the Kaaba, the house in the holy city of Mecca, they found the stone moved out of place. Isn't it true?
That's right.
And so that the tribes was having an argument over about the stone, but who was going to put the stone back into place. Isn't that true?
That's right, my brother.
And then Muhammad, 1,400 years ago, made a peace and blessing of Allah, so be upon him and his successors. He said, hold it. I'll tell you what you do. Give me a white sheet. Put the white sheet down and push the stone onto that. And each one of you hold on to each piece of the sheet and raise it up, and then I'll push it into place. Isn't that true?
That's true, brother.
Okay, well, if that's the case, what is that a symbol of? That's a symbol of the nation of Islam, when the Muslim of the Muhammad was the rock and it was hit and it was moved out of place. Now everybody want to put the rock back, put the Muslim of the Elijah Muhammad's teachings back into place. The Muslim of the Elijah Muhammad, that means Farrakhan, it wants to put it back in place. Silas Muhammad, the messenger of spiritual time, want to put it back in place. That means that John Ali want to put it back in place. John Muhammad want to put it back in place. And Yusuf Bey want to put it back into place. But it's written that no, I'm the one that would push the stone, the Muslim of the Elijah Muhammad, back into place. And I'm not God in the person of Basra Wallace, Yusuf Muhammad. Is left upon me.
That's right, my brother.
I'm just telling you the truth of the matter.
Yes, sir, because no one can put out that knowledge like you, my brother. Allah is using you. Allah, the prison master, all from most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Make sure you are that one.
Oh, yes, sir. And it said that he is numbered among the thief. And you got to remember this here. It said that it would all begin the first time when he really got down to the battle. I'm talking about spiritual battle. I'm not talking about grabbing no guns and knives. You know, I'm not into that particular aspect in the first place.
That's right.
Okay.
That's...
But you know that when the battle began, it began at the Battle of the Bar. Isn't that true?
The Battle of the Bar. That's right.
Okay. Well, do you know where we are right now? Up here in Sacramento, we are at the Capitol. Instead, it was started in California first. Isn't that true?
That's right.
And before you get this told now, it's the United States versus the answers. Is that not true?
That's true.
That's what the papers say. And when it versus the answers, then therefore it is likened to Allah God, the President of the World of Jesus, Allah, the Nation of Islam, when the United States versus the Muslims. Is that true?
That's true.
Okay. Well, then, before you can become a judge, you've got to pass the what? The bar.
That's right.
This is the Battle of the Bar here. I'm just speaking to you about truth at the highest point at the hill of the Capitol. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
And that he is delivered among the thief, but yet I am not a thief. It's as if he is delivered up for slaughter. But I am not delivered up for slaughter. Yes. Have patience, for relief is inside, and I am here.
That's right, yes.
All praise due to Allah God, the President of the Master of the Thief, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is what it was designed for, to get to this particular point. This is the night of the power.
Yes, sir.
So out on the street when they were thinking that poor boy is the garland, but you can bet when he goes into his dance, the devil's on the loose, and you can bet that our God in the presence of the Master of the Thief, California over there, but that's up in some kind of and everything. You need to get up on what's going on now.
Yes, sir.
But I'll tell you, do all I got in the present. That's one of these. I'm from the system of the messenger. So therefore, your great awakening into you got to be a yin before you can get to the yang. So the knowledge that was given out was a long time ago that was given out was just a yin. And you know, a lot of that knowledge was added to and taken from.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, my brother.
So all I got in the present. That's one of these. I remember this message. Those under that number has taken it to this particular point here. The brothers told the people when they came down here, when the brothers went all I got in the present. That's one of these. And it's nothing about the black number brought me into this place up here where the brothers reside. The brother asked him, I'm gonna up here.
Yes, sir.
When he brought me in here, he rocked and rolled all the Sacramento. Isn't that right, sister? He gave Sacramento an earthquake, didn't he?
Yes.
Sister, mother, sister, right? Sister, mother, sister,
right?
Yes, sir. About the earthquake that came up here when they brought me in here?
Yes, sir.
And then after that, well, a little while after that, later on down the road, he took and circled this building with a UFO was up here.
Yes, sir.
It was one night. And sent off to the center. And just like Sister Esmeralda took her land over here, or Sister Esmeralda took her daughter, believe me, they have been in contact with so-called UFOs.
Yes, sir.
And they also will tell you, remember, two people see things the same. It cannot be a fantasy trip. Is that not true? I was trying to show it to Brother Esmeralda so-called. Raheem, remember Sister Esmeralda so-called? Donna and Sister Esmeralda so-called, right? Remember when I told you that Brother Esmeralda so-called, Raheem could do it, when I told him there was a person over there about 36 years, I said, there's one of the angels that do the things like this here. And then when I went to the house and he went to the house, he got out and went around behind me and asked that person, are you an angel?
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask him, I'm so-called Raheem Kadus, always trying to check behind me, thinking I'm just saying anything. We was over there in San Pablo, and he just said, brother, I think you're just saying anything to me.
Yes,
I told you, the brother asked him, I'm so-called Raheem Kadus, ran off and left me in the middle of the street, down there by the BART station, over there in El Cerrito, pushing a 1959 Cadillac.
Yes.
I said, peace. All right. All right, guys. I'm just speaking truth.
Brother.
All right, guys. The president of the master of the people. I remember Sister Esther. I remember Sister Donna. I remember I told you that the brother brought me a letter from a brother that was called Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad Sahib. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he asked me, is that Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad?
Yes,
and I looked at the brother and told him, no way. That's not Master Wallace D. Farah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Fired me with that. I said the first thing that was set up when the brothers were sitting up, recorded and took down there to Sahib, the knowledge that was there here. And I told him, you got to record this, or you record this and take it to Brother Anthony, Master Wallace, so-called Master Wallace, Stephen Rob, I'm a Sahib, the Cologne.
Yes, sir.
This is the brother I told you that did that and set up the processes of the training of recording and knowing when the Allah God and the President of Master Wallace, Stephen Rob, Muhammad, and his best in the most honored God, Muhammad, is talking through, and when the I part is kicking in.
Yes, sir.
Sir, that's the truth, brother. Teach on there.
Yes, sir, but I just wanted you, me not doing that, is because just clarifying things. The sister would like to ask you a lot of questions, but the sisters require that the brothers completely understand. Don't be sending no vibrated thoughts up this way about a lustful body or about what you could do with this body or about the funk to get the funk out of my face, because at the time that statement was made, it's a yin to the yang. In other words, the people that got to be saved are the ones that are funky. So keep the funk before my face so I can get the funk out of my face, because when they come before my face, they're going to be funky, and when I do teaching with them, then I stand as a refinery and they won't be funky.
Yeah.
I'm not here to go out there to make the funk. You don't have to make the funk, because the funk is already here.
Yes. The funk is already here, that's right.
Take this knowledge and turn around and think that we are here to go out there and make the funk.
That's right, sir.
Yes, sir, and that's not the way it is.
Hey, my brother, that's true.